Part 8. Now the greatest sorrow Ajamil is having after hearing both sides is he's thinking, why did I take up this prostitute? Why did I spend my life with this prostitute? And that also leaving my good wife, Hitva. She was Bala. She was chaste. When I sent her out of my house, she went to her father's house. She did not marry anybody else. The whole life, she just remained like that. She was Bala. She was a child. And she was Kishori. And why did I leave her? Because of this Surapi. Surapi means one who drinks Sura, intoxication. Because of this woman, I left my good chaste wife, who was always demanding from me, bring this, bring that. As the fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. Just like if a person is unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine, the medicine takes the medicine he takes or is forced to take, it will act even without his knowledge, because its potency does not depend on the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, whether he chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be effective. Then Sukadev Goswami continued. He said, my dear king, having thus perfectly judged the principles of devotional service with reasoning and arguments, the Vishnu Dutas, they got Ajamil released from the bondage of the Yamadutas and saved him from imminent death. O Maharaj Parikshit, after this, the Yamadutas, they went immediately to Yamaraj and they explained everything that had happened, and Yamaraj had answered their questions. Then, having been released from the nooses of Yamadutas, the Brahman Ajamil, now he was free from fear and he came immediately to his senses. And he immediately offered obeisances to Vishnu Dutas by bowing his head to their lotus feet. He was extremely pleased by their presence, for he had seen them save his life from the hands of Yamadutas. Sukadev Goswami says, O sinless Maharaj Parikshit, the Vishnu Dutas saw that Ajamil was attempting to say something, and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence. To increase his eagerness to glorify the Lord, they disappeared so that he would feel separation in their presence. In the mode of separation, glorification of the Lord is very intense. After hearing the discourses between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, Ajamil could now understand the religious principles that act under the three modes of material nature. And he could also understand the transcendental religious principles which are above the modes of material nature and which concern the relationship between the Jiva and the Supreme Lord. Ajamil heard the glorification of name, fame, qualities, pastimes of the Lord. He thus became a perfectly pure devotee. He could then remember his past sinful activities, which he regretted greatly. He said, Ajamil said, alas, alas, being the servant of my senses, how degraded I became. I fell down from my position as a qualified Brahmana and begot children in the womb of this prostitute. I am so condemned. I acted so sinfully and I degraded my family tradition. I gave trouble to my parents. In their old age, I did not even go to see how they were. They had left the house and they lived somewhere else. And everybody, they had to hear the condemnation for me from all the society people. Indeed, I gave up my chaste and beautiful wife just to engage with this fallen prostitute who was a Surapi. Surapi means one who's always drinking wine. Oh, alas, 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 I am so condemned. How degraded I was. Alas, my mother and father were old and had no other son or friend to look after them. Because I did not take care of them, they lived with great difficulty. Oh, my Lord, I was just like an abominable, I was an abominable lower class man. I ungratefully left them in that condition. Oh, my Lord, oh, alas, he was regretting so much. Now he considered himself very fallen. It is now clear that because of such activities, a sinful person like me must have been thrown in hellish conditions, meant for those who have broken religious principles. And I have broken every kind of religious principles, as I have heard from the mouth of the Yamadutas. And therefore, I must have had to suffer extreme miseries. And then he thought to himself, was this a dream I saw, or was that a reality? I saw some very fearsome men with ropes in their hand coming to arrest me and drag me away. Where have they gone? Ajamil now comes to his senses. And where have those four beautiful liberated persons have gone, who released me from the arrest and saved me from being dragged down to the hellish regions? Now, as has been described in 5th canto by Shukadev Goswami, the hellish planets are situated in the lower portions of this universe, lower below the earth, and therefore they're called adho-bhuvaha. Ajamul could understand that Yamadutas, those fearful persons, had came from that place. He is saying to himself, I'm certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged into an ocean of sins. But nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities in my early life, because of that, these four personalities have come to rescue me. Now I feel so happy because of their visit. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre koi, lava matra sadhu sange, sarva siddhi hoy. Just by a moment's association of such great devotees, one can receive the seed for all perfection. In the beginning of his life, Ajamil was very pure, and he associated with devotees and brahmanas. Because of that pious activity, even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayan, and that was his good fortune. How could it have been possible for me to chant the name, the holy name of Vaikunthapati, when I was ready to die? How was it possible if it were not for my past devotional service? For a most sinful person like me, an unclean keeper of a prostitute, I got the opportunity to chant the holy name of Vishnu. And he continued, I am such a shameless cheater. Who is the killer of Brahminical culture? Indeed, I am the personification of sin. Where am I in comparison to the all-auspicious chanting of the holy name of Narayan. I am such a sinful person, but now, since now I have this opportunity, I must completely control my mind. And he now comes to his senses, and he thinks in this way, I must control my mind, life and senses, and engage always in devotional service, so I may not fall again into this deep darkness, ignorance of material life.
वृद्ध हो गए थे जब मैं इस वेश्या को लेकर के आया मैं एक ही पुत्र उनका हूँ नान्य बंधु हमारे माता पिता के दूसरे कोई बंधु नहीं थे कोई पुत्र नहीं थे मैं ही एक पुत्र था मैं ही पुत्र हूँ लेकिन हमारे माता पिता वृद्ध हो गए थे और अनाथ थे उनका रक्षक उनका भरण पोषण करने वाला कोई नहीं था और नान्य बंधु उनका कोई पुत्र नहीं था कोई संबंधी नहीं रह गया था मैं ही केवल था वे हमको जन्म देने वाले हमारा पालन करने वाले हमको उनको त्याग दिया उस रंडी को ला करके घर में रखा और अपने माता और पिता को त्याग दिया उनको एक समय भोजन नहीं दिया कपड़ा नहीं.
Those whose parents are alive now, it is their duty to take care of their parents and serve them. It is said that by serving mother and father, the Lord is pleased and they achieve the Supreme Lord. And this verse is spoken by Lord Krishna himself. When Krishna went to the prison house to release Devaki and Vasudev, Krishna said, I'm very sorry, I did not serve you, I lived so far away from you. You both gave me this body and did everything, but I was so unfortunate I could not even come to you. Please forgive me. In that verse, Krishna says, if mother and father are pleased, then one achieves the Supreme Lord. So those whose parents are alive, it is their duty to serve them. Some people unnecessarily are mad with their parents. Oh, this our parents, he considers my brother to be more, they don't consider me. This is just an excuse. But even if you're living far away, should always keep in touch and talk to them on the phone, send some money or some clothes, and once in a while you should make a special trip to go and see them. We're hearing this katha, and by hearing, whenever we hear Bhagavad katha, we should always try to apply it to ourselves and see how much of Ajamil we have inside of us. How much percentage of Ajamilatva we have inside us. Actually, such a sad situation it was. In front of his parents, he brought the prostitute to his house, and he used to steal and kill to bring money and things for his prostitute wife. But his parents lived in the same village, but he never went to see them or gave them anything. They had made a little hut nearby, and their heart was always burning by seeing all this for the rest of their lives. At that time he did not realize, but when he got bhakti for the Lord in his heart, then he started to realize all his mistakes. Even now he was thinking, I got released, but any minute they may come back. and take me back, take me to the hellish planets. That's where I deserve to go. He was still in a shock. And even though they had disappeared, he was in fear that they will come back very quickly. He's saying, Sakshat Drishtam Iha, did I really see these four Siddhas and the three Yamadutas? Sakshat, did I actually see them? No, it was a dream. Then he thinks, no, it was not a dream, it was a reality. He saw a piece of rope still there. Even though that rope is usually is subtle, and his house, there were some pieces of rope here and there, and he saw a piece of broken rope. And he thinking, no, it was a reality. Where those persons have gone? He again keeps thinking. And where those people who are trying to pull me out, to take me to hell? And those four beautiful persons, Charur Adbhut Darshana, where have they gone? I did not even get a chance to ask them who they were, where they came from. In this way, he keeps thinking again and again. Who are those boys making so much noise in the background? Please tell them to go away. The hellish planet is in the southern direction from the earth, above the Garbha Samudra ocean. Even today, those who give water to the dead people, they face towards the southern direction. Srila Jiva Goswami has said, Ajamil was a devotee even in this life. He was a devotee, but all of a sudden he fell down. But his previously done bhakti saved him in this way. And Ajamil himself is saying that I must have done some bhakti in some previous life, otherwise how could I have seen these four liberated persons? It is not possible to get darshan of Vishnu Dutas unless one does some great devotional service. This goes to prove that a person who has never done any devotional service to the Lord cannot have the Lord's name coming on his tongue, especially at the time of death. I am a Vaishyapati, husband of the prostitute. My whole life I was engaged in serving this prostitute. This is the greatest sin. To go to a prostitute is one thing, but to keep a prostitute as a wife and to supply for her is many times more sinful. Again and again he is saying, I am Vaishyapati. How many men she must have been with, and suppose one man has become her husband. So this man has become her supplier, but she loves many other men. He is saying, how stupid I was. Again and again he is lamenting. This goes to show those who chant the holy names of the Lord are definitely punyatmas. There's so many people, we tell them, please chant, but they don't. Especially who are attached to other so-called religious societies. And we tell them, please chant Krishna's name. They will not chant. The ordinary persons will chant. But those who are in different so-called religious groups, they will not. Many, when one's sinful activities come to fruit for many, many, many lifetimes, then one becomes initiated in such bogus spiritual groups. We should understand. We should understand, except for the Vaishnava Panth, Vaishnava societies, it is said in the 12th canto, all the other religious societies, 1 minute. When the sins from many lifetimes come to fruit, then one takes initiation in bogus societies. There was one man we saw, I was with one disciple, we saw this one person, he was serving 5 sadhus. And these 5 sadhus, they will not chant the holy name of any holy name of the Lord, and they will not offer obeisances to the deities. So my disciple, he asked, Maharaj, will this person get the benefit of serving sadhus or not? And then I said, what do I know? I am not the fruit-giving Supreme Lord. Yamaraj knows, and the Supreme Lord knows. I don't know. He says, no, you tell me according to the scriptures. And I said, according to the scriptures, his sinful activities have come to fruits. His sinful activities from millions of lifetimes has now come to fruit that he has got to serve such condemned so-called sadhus. That devotee became convinced. He said, actually, this sounds perfect. It is a great fortune for one to serve, great misfortune for one to serve so-called sadhus. And those are so fortunate who get the opportunity to serve the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Actually, when millions of births, pious activities come to fruit, then one gets the association of a pure devotee or gets to serve a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. Actually, everyone is serving. In every form of life, one is serving. So, if service has to be done to somebody, our mind, our wealth, everything has to be given to somebody, then why not give it to the Supreme Lord and His devotees? This is actually to be a great teaching to be understood. Those who chant the holy name and those who chant the holy names, their association is very durlabh. We cannot associate immediately with the Supreme Lord, but we can associate with the devotees of the Supreme Lord who chant the holy names. Those who are not able to chant the holy names properly, then we can understand there is some thing lacking in their previous piety. But even those who just say morning and evening once, Hey Ram, Hey Govind, they are punyatmas. Without previous pious activities, they cannot even say once the Lord's name actually. The Lord's name is called Grahanam. Even if somebody without much attention chants the name, starts chanting the holy name, then the grihana means like an eclipse. It grabs him. And slowly by chanting, he does not realize, but the holy name of the Lord grabs this person's consciousness. Even unknowingly, if somebody says Hare Krishna or Krishna, then slowly, slowly Krishna will catch hold of his heart and he will become a devotee. They may come once to the temple or once in Janmashtami, and then slowly after some time they will look and realize that, oh my God, what has happened now? I am giving all my time to this Hare Krishna. I am getting totally entangled, and they cannot make their hearts become a little separate from the devotional activities. What has happened to me? Sometimes people come and tell me, Maharaj, I came once to Janmashtami, but Krishna has caught such hold of me that I feel like my house, my home, is such a burden to do all my material activities now. So it's written that Vaikuntha Naam is Grahanam. It has a great shakti. It's like a great big magnet. Just like any small piece of iron comes near a magnet, it grabs him. In this way, the Lord's name is like a huge magnet and it catches. We have seen anybody who has joined ISKCON in this life, most of them, you can see, they will never leave to join a non-devotional other path. Other people may come from other societies and join ISKCON, but once one has become a devotee of Lord Krishna, they cannot become a devotee of Mayavad or Nirvisheshvad. People like to come to our temples just to sit with the devotees. They come just to sit, and they just like it, just to sit with the devotees. And we have seen, because I am also a Hare Krishna person, wherever I go, my room is filled with people. And I see that they just like to sit near me. So I always tell devotees or disciples or servants that or God brothers, please don't tell them to go away. Only today we had to tell somebody, please come another time, Maharaj is busy. But I see that anywhere devotees, they liked that they should come and sit with the Hare Krishna devotees. So the Hare Krishna devotees should keep enough time so that they never have to say no. A person who has come with so much difficulty, as we see in India, they have been pushed out of the bus or a train in Bombay. They do not have to get off, they just get pushed out. And their arms are up like Draupadi's arms, and their pockets are totally free. We have to understand their condition. What kind of difficulty they take to come here. We should put ourselves in their condition and see how difficult it is for them. I have been in these trains and buses. One does not have to get off. You just get pushed out of the bus or the train. In such condition, the hands are up and the pockets are free. Anyone can do whatever they like. This is the condition. And people that and the number of people that come, I think 80% of people in India, this is how they come to visit us. So it is our duty that as soon as they come, we should meet them, say some nice words to them, offer them some water and some prasad. This is important. Association of the devotees is very important. And we must tell them of a few things about bhakti. This is called grahanam. They come on their own, and once they come, we should catch them. We should tell them of glories of the Lord. Not that we just chit-chat and ignore them. We should always give them. Krishna's name and Krishna is the same. Sarvagya Kripalu, Sarvagya Shaktiman, totally merciful and all-powerful. So Ajamil is saying, if I had not done some pious activity, Lord's name would not have come on my tongue, especially at the time of death. Actually, the name did not come on my tongue from my doing at the time of death. It was not any of my doing. It came on my tongue by the mercy of the name, by the mercy of the Lord. Now he's thinking to himself, when I brought this prostitute to my house, I don't know where my shame went. I became totally shameless. Where did my shame just disappear? So now I make a decision in my life that I will never fall down like this again. As many days as I have remaining to live, that many days I will chant. Number 35. Now I'm going to try in that way. Tatha yatishyami. I will endeavor very, very hard. What will I do? Yat chittendriyani. I will keep my indriyas in control. Senses, anilaha, and the internal airs. I will keep them, I will try very, very hard to keep them under control. He's making sankalp. After feeling sorry, one does sankalp. Nischay. In a devotee's life, this kind of lamentation, and then after that, this kind of nischay, this kind of sankalpa, makes him advance very quickly in his spiritual life. Sankalpa means to decide that I will endeavor very hard. First to lament how fallen I have been and how neglectful I have been. And then to, he says, tatha yatishyami, to endeavor. And then to endeavor very hard to control the mind and senses, to engage in devotional service. This is called sankalpa. When one does these two things, one will make advancement in the spiritual life very quickly. We should have our determination. In 88 years of age, he is making this sankalpa. He is making this endeavor, promise of endeavor. And later on it is said that as many days he was alive, day and night he was chanting without cessation. I will control my senses. That with my eyes I will not see another woman. With my ears, I will not hear anything except the name. I will not fall down again. Number 36 and 37.
Sarvabhuta suhirsanto maya vikrito jathaivaham jajaivaham kriram brigajivadhamaham.
By identifying myself with the body and having been subjected to all these desires for sense gratification, now I am going to break this material bondage. Because of these actions, I have been tied up, and now I shall disentangle myself from my material bondage, which has been caused by the Lord's illusory energy in the form of a woman. And being a most fallen soul, I was a victim of this prostitute and danced like a dog led around her. So Ajamil, in his old age, he is making a promise to himself at the age of 88. From this, we get this encouragement that this kind of endeavor will only help us, only this kind of endeavor and promise to ourselves again and again will help us to make advancement. If we don't have a sudhrir nischay, a fixed determination, Vaishnavas, Bhagavat, name, everything will remain here, but until we make our own decision to be fixed in determination, what all these things will do? Mangalarti is there. You may have a guru, but he will not go to Mangalarti for you, or he will do 16 rounds for you. Disciples will have to do it themselves. If you think that he will do bhajan for you, then you should also think that he will do bhojan for you. Bhojan means a meal or prasadam. So we should always, if you think that somebody else may do some bhajan that you will benefit, then you should also think in this way, that they can, then you do not eat, that they will also eat for you. This should be understood. One man, he met me. He was a Vaishnava society, but not in ISKCON society. And I asked him, how many rounds do you chant? He says, I have made a guru. I didn't understand what he's saying. I said again, how many rounds do you chant? He said, I made a guru. I said, I'm not asking that. I'm asking, how many rounds do you chant? And he says, that's what I'm saying. I became more surprised. I couldn't understand. I said, this means? He says, you don't understand what it means? This means, I've made a guru, so all the responsibility is his. Now even the chanting I have to do, this man was telling me. I have made guru, now I have to make my own chanting also. Then what's the use of having a guru? This man said, this is happening in other spiritual societies. I've made guru even and I have to chant also. Then what's the use? In the end, he says, he said, all my responsibility is on my Sadgurudev. I said, you are number one fool. You don't even have a Sadguru. Sadguru means bona fide. Who you have made a guru, he's not even a guru. Even if he is a Sadguru, bhajan you will have to do. Guru means he makes his disciple do bhajan. Not that he says, now I am your guru and you are free, I will do for you. We don't say that. The day we give initiation, we say chant 16 rounds. But initiation is also given once it is proved that this person is chanting 16 rounds for at least six months or a year. Then he is given initiation. And if he doesn't, then the spiritual master cannot take his responsibility. So people have this doubt, this understanding that I have a guru, so I am delivered. Guru will do everything. And I feel that apart from ISKCON, everywhere in all so-called spiritual societies, this is going on. This is number one, ignorance. This is a great misleading fact. But now here, Ajamil is saying, he's making a promise to himself, I will do bhajan. I will not even stay with this prostitute for 1 second. And this Narayan Farayan, I am going to leave. And at that very moment from his deathbed, he got up and he just walked out. At the age of 88, he didn't look for any facilities. He just, I'm going to, from what I have done, I have been in bondage, and now I'm going to become merciful to everyone, and I'll be everyone's well-wishing friend. And I'm going to be free from this woman which is called Yoshit Mayaya in the form of woman. I'm going to completely detach myself. The woman is, he's saying, the woman is made by the Supreme Lord to be Sakshat Maya for the man. And from today on, I'm going to give up this prostitute and absorb myself fully in Krishna consciousness. If one wants to see the Lord's Maya, Swarup, then one can see a woman who is not Krishna conscious. Mochaya Atmanam. I'm going to make myself mukt, free. The woman that made me dance, so bad, like a monkey dances by the order of his master. You know, in India, people walk around with monkeys and make them do things and earn money. They tell the monkeys, show how the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law fight. And the monkey, it shows by... And then he says, show, he tells the monkey, show how does the wife gets angry with the husband. And whatever the man says, the monkey dances in that way. So this woman had me dancing like a monkey. Whatever she would say, do this, I would do. Today you have to do this, I would do. In Ramayana it says, in Kali Yuga, 98-99% women, men are under control of the woman. This is a true statement. Maybe people may not like it. If the man wants to go to the temple and the wife says, no, you're not going, then he's not going. But generally we see women themselves, they become devotees and they bring their husbands to the temple. But if they're under control of their wife, and it's good if the wife comes to the temple, then behind her like a monkey, he also comes to the temple. So this is good. If he's under the control of his wife and the wife becomes a devotee, it is very good for the man. So on his own he's saying, from his own mouth he's saying, I am fallen, I was a toy in the hands of, monkey in the hands of this woman. Number 38. The aham, I and mine in my body, and my mam buddhi, that this children house, this woman is mine. I'm thinking this body is mine, and the things from this body, me and mine, now I'm going to give it up. I'm going to misidentify the body as oneself. And I'm going to make my mati bhagavati dhasya. Only in Krishna's, I'm going to put my consciousness only in Bhagavati, in Krishna. The question can be how will you do this? Then he says, I will fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Shuddham tat kirtanadivi. To purify the consciousness amongst everything, kirtan adivi. Kirtan, by chanting and hearing and so on, this is the greatest. So I will do this and my heart will become purified. And day and night I will think of the lotus feet of Krishna in this way. He has decided. So this determination in his mind, this determination of Ajamil to do Krishna's bhakti is to do bhakti of Lord Krishna day and night. And adivi means etc. Means I will offer obeisances here and so on. I will hear Bhagavat, darshan the deities, live in a temple. In this way, he became renounced. Number 39. In this way, he became free from all material attachments. He got nirved, su-nirved. Nirved means to become detached from this, to try to become nirved, detached from this world, and su-nirved means the good attachment due to attraction to Krishna. The other nirved is called markat vairagya, monkey renunciation. By becoming renounced with the aim of doing devotional service to Krishna is called su-nirved, real renunciation. because of Sharas Sangena Sadhushu. One moment of association of the sadhus, the Vishnu Dutas. For just one moment, he decided to give up the identification of me and mine, and he left for Ganga Dwar. Ganga Dwar is Haridwar, because the Ganga begins there. It's called Haridwar. He went there and he started living in a temple. He went straight to Haridwar and joined one temple. Number 40. Deva Sadan means a temple of Lord Vishnu. Asino. Asino means being situated. And Yoga Mastitaha means perform Bhakti Yoga. Every day he would take darshan for hours in front of the deity and chant. He would do Shringar, bathing the deities. This is called yoga. Actually, the amount of attraction or amount of attraction one gets by doing deity service, one does not get from anything else. By looking at the deities, bathing and dressing, making flower garlands, chanting, hearing in front of them, one makes a lot of advancement. This is why the seva to the Lord Sri Vigraha is very important. Without, if the devotee does not wake him up, he would not wake up. He will eat when the devotee feeds him. He will sleep when his devotee will put him to sleep. He will bathe and dress when the devotee does these things. So the deity actually depends on his devotee to serve him as his parents. At home, even the deities at home, they wait for the person when he will come and feed me. When he'll come, they wait for the person. In this way, one becomes connected to the Lord. This is called yoga. To have a sambandha with the Lord. To chant, to hear Bhagavatam, to serve the deities. This is the greatest sadhana. So all his senses will automatically become... automatically be fixed on the Lord and taken away from the sense gratification. And day and night he could not think of anything except the Lord. He was in great enjoyment and ecstasy. And when his heart, mind and senses, when his mind and senses completely 100% became fixed on the Lord, in that condition, one day he saw those same four Vishnu Dutas came in front of him that he had seen some 15 years ago. The ones that chased away the Yamadutas. Those he had seen them before. He recognized that these four brought me back to life. So he offered full obeisances with tears in his eyes. He was remembering the Supreme Lord. The Parshad, the Vishnu Duta said, "Please come. We have come to take you to Vishnu." We should remember, we should notice, and we should know that to take any devotee, the Lord's parshads will come. We should never think how we'll go, where we'll go, we don't know what to do. They will come themselves with a plane, aeroplane. This is the reality. They told him, give up this body. So he went in the Ganges to take bath. Sorry, the Parshads, they did not say give up this body. They said take bath in the Ganga. No, he gave up. Sorry, Maharaj says he gave up his material body. As soon as he saw the Vishnu Dutas, Ajamil gave up his material body on the banks of the Ganges, and immediately he got his original spiritual body, which was a body appropriate for an associate of the Lord. So from four Vishnu Dutas, now there are five Vishnu Dutas on that airplane. So before going to the Lord's dham, one gets his sarup. The quality is the same as a Lord's quality. Then he got on top of the aeroplane with the others. Number 44. The airplane was made of gold, and accompanied by the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, he boarded the plane. And he passed through the airways. He went directly to the Lord, abode of Lord Vishnu, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Yayo, he went. Yatra Shriyapati, where is Shriya's husband? That place must be so sukhmay, so fortunate. It doesn't say, it says that he went where Shriyapati lives. It doesn't say that he became one with Shriyapati. How quickly he became a Siddha. It is a great surprise. Actually, it's not such a great surprise, because this is the power of the holy name. Sakam Vihayasa means by the path in the sky. Vaikuntha, the airplane, they don't run by petrol. They don't have to steer it. They go by the mind. Just when one thinks they should go by this speed, it will go by this speed. The humans have not made any machine that will go by mind, right? They have made machines that will go by voice activator, but mental activators machines have not been created yet. This airplane was made with gold. Hemam Vimanam Aruyam. The whole plane was chinmay, made of gold. Not even ordinary gold of this world, it was chinmay gold. And 100% gold, not just a little gold plate here and there. So, Sukadev Goswami says, Number 45. In this way, please hear Maharaj Parikshit. Please try to understand the person who had totally given up all Brahminical culture and religious principle. Just imagine, Ajamil was a Brahmana who, because of his bad association, he became so abominable and so fallen. He stole, he drank, he killed, he murdered, and any abominable act you can think of. He even kept a prostitute, and he was destined to be carried to hell by Yamadutas. But he was immediately rescued simply by a glimpse of chanting the holy name of Narayan. This Shukadeva Goswami is telling, stressing this point to Parikshit Maharaj. Dasya Patihi, husband of the prostitute. Patito garhya karmana. Nipatya mano. Niyate hatvrata. He was already tied up by, bounded up by the rope to be pulled into the hell. Savyo vimukto. Immediately he was released. How? Bhagwanam griyanam. By taking the name of Bhagwan. Even at the time, if Yamadutas are taking away somebody, even at that time, if one chants the holy name, he is mukta. Number 46. Therefore, one who desires freedom from material bondage, from the root, one should adopt the process of chanting and hearing the name, fame, form, pastimes, at whose feet all the holy places stand. Other methods such as pious atonement, mystic yoga, meditation, jnana, etc., will not enable him to control his mind. By hearing this, the devotees might, it will come to their mind, our minds, that alas, a sinful person like Ajamil went to the Lord, to the spiritual world, will we not get the chance to go? Sukadev Goswami clears this point. Sukadev Goswami clears this point by saying, Ajamil went to the spiritual world by chanting the holy name, and others simply by hearing this katha of Ajamil, they will go to the spiritual world. Simply by hearing this chapter on Ajamil delivered by Vishnu Dutas in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Number 47. Any martya, any manushya or human who hears this itihas, this history, with shraddha, with bhakti he hears or chants, He can never go to hell. Na vaisa narakam yati. Nekshito yam kinkare. Nekshito yam kinkare. The Yamadutas cannot even come near him. Those who hear or chant this story. What to speak of going to the hell? Yamadutas cannot even look at him. The person who speaks or hears this katha, even though this human body is very inauspicious, one who hears or chants goes to Vishnu Loke Mahiyate. He goes to Vishnu Loka and there he is welcomed and respectfully received. All the Vishnu Dutas in Vaikuntha give so much welcome to one who enters the spiritual world there. They become very, very ecstatic. Any jeev that goes to Vaikuntha, they consider this person more than their own life. When Jay and Vijay left the Vaikuntha, and that on that day, all the Vaikunthavasi were crying bitterly. Although in Vaikuntha there is never any suffering and nobody ever cries, but the day that Jayavijaya left Vaikuntha, everyone became very, very unhappy. Oh, alas, alas, Jayavijaya are leaving. They are leaving Vaikuntha. Only these two Vishnu Dutas ever left Vaikuntha. Nobody ever has left Vaikuntha. There is never any unhappiness in Vaikuntha. Only these two persons left. And if ever anybody ever enters Vaikuntha, everyone has a great festival just by one living entity entering Vaikuntha. In heavenly planet, if somebody enters heavenly planet, there the devas are envious. Oh, look, somebody else has come to share our opulence. They are envious. But in Vaikuntha, they are very affectionate. But what is the proof of this? The proof of this is the next shloka, Mriyamano Harer Nama Grinan Putro Pacharitam. He did not. Mriyamano means at the time of death. This is shloka 49. At the time of death, one cannot even speak. At that time, he said Harinam, and even sinful person like Ajamil, who was not even trying to call Narayan, Putro Pacharitam, he is trying to call his son. So what to speak of those who are Shraddhaya Grinan? Kimut Shraddhaya Grinan means what to speak of those who do bhajan with Shraddha. Sixteen rounds I have said so much. One should be very careful. Actually, to get love for God, we chant the holy name. But the Lord's name has so much shakti. Just by chanting once, we can go to the Lord's dham. But the main thing is not to go to the Lord's dham. Main thing is to have love for Krishna. Ajamila api. Even, look at the language. Ajamila api means even. Api means even. Even a sinful person like Ajamil went to the spiritual world. At the time of death, he was said something Narayan, Narayan. And that also Putra Pacharitam. Affectionately calling his son. He also went to Bhagavad Dham. So those who chant with faith and love, what to speak of them? Where is the doubt that he will... Those who chant faithfully and inoffensively chant the holy name of the Lord, where is the doubt that he will not return to Godhead? He is guaranteed to return home back to Godhead without a doubt, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport. Therefore, one should always be chanting and hearing the Lord's name, Jai Srila Prabhupada.